Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and this is our monthly Dunwoody Chamber special. I'm joined in the studio with me with the lovely Beth Summers. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, what's been going on at the Chamber since we last saw you?
Lots. A lot of things are happening in October. In fact, tomorrow, our first event is Chamber in Heels, which is our women's business luncheon that happens every month.
The one you won't let me come to?
Exactly. You cannot wear heels. And
you guys eat. Where do you guys eat again?
We eat Caesar salad with salmon.
Oh, that sounds
That's
so
one
good.
Entree. I can't remember the second entree, but you get to choose. But it's very fun, and we always have a speaker. And then tomorrow night, we have Cheers with the Chamber. And that is just a networking event and to promote Vino Venue, which is one of our members here today.
Yay.
We also have Business Academy / Social Selling, which is at the Capitol Grill October 17th. We have a wonderful speaker on that. And then we have the Dunwoody Homeowners and the Chamber event in the Crier is the Candidate Debate Forum, which is at Dunwoody High School, and that is on the 17th at 7 p.m. We have so many things. If you go to our website, www.dunwoodycommerce.org, you can see all the different events that we have for the rest of the month.
All right. Well, you have two excellent guests here today.
I
Before we get into that, I love when you guys talk about the Business Academy and explaining what that is to different people, because I think it's just such a cool concept. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yes. The Business Academy is an opportunity for us to bring on a topic in education for the business people to help them improve their businesses. And we get wonderful, wonderful speakers throughout the city that come to speak on our behalf. And it's usually a two-hour program that we do with breakfast. So we're very excited about that, and that's well attended.
All right. Well, let's get straight in the show. We have two great guests with us. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Rob Van Leer with Vino Venue, Atlanta Wine School. But first up on High Velocity Radio, we have George Kaloris with Gresham Euro. Did I say Gresham right or Grecken or
Grecian?
Yeah. Okay. Normally people mess up the Euro part. They say gyro,
yeah,
but exactly. I messed up the first part. So give me a little backstory about this. Everyone loves Greek food, so.
Well, Gresham Euro is a cool concept. It's a family-run restaurant. It was started by my father, actually, 30 years ago in Hapeville, which is a small town right near the airport. It was a little 900-square-foot hole in the wall, and it just started attracting all the airline employees and airport people, and it just lines out the door, packed. People were buying to-go food and eating on the hood of their cars in the parking lot. It just, like, became a phenomenon. In the 90s, it became known as the best Euro in Atlanta, and the lines got longer. Atlanta Magazine, everybody just was raving over the place. And, you know, my brother and I just grew up in this restaurant, and fast forward 20-some-odd years, we were both had, you know, regular jobs. I was, you know, in corporate America, and he was in sales, and one day a restaurant came available in our backyard, basically, and he said, you know, quit your job and come and do this with me. And I have no idea how he managed to convince me to do that, but that's what we did. And we opened the second location in 2007, and it was a great success, and we've just kind of ridden this wave, and we're now at 5 locations. We have a franchise. We just opened in Dunwoody, and it's just been a fantastic ride.
Definitely. Well, what's the hardest part for you? I know you grew up in the industry, you knew about everything, and you're coming from corporate America, so you have definitely a business sense, but what troubles did you guys run into?
I think the biggest challenge is looking like I know what I'm doing when I'm making it up all as I go along. I've never run a franchise company or 5 restaurants at one time, so it's staying ahead of stuff. I always believe in being proactive rather than reactive. Sometimes you deal with the problem and then think, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, you know, you're working with, I guess we have almost 50 people working with the company.
Wow.
There's a lot of personalities. We have a franchise. You know, we're advertising. So just lots of moving things at one time. It's, you know, it goes, you know, on my end, it's beyond just serving the sandwiches. But,
definitely,
you know, there's a lot and handling all that.
Well, when you guys decided to go out there on a whim and you found the restaurant, you wanted to make the second location, did you guys decide beforehand you were going to franchise, or was that like an afterthought?
No. The franchise happened after we had opened the first location, and it went well. Then a few months later, it was almost less than a year later, we opened the third location. And that we opened very quickly. It was pretty turnkey. We're like, hey, this is easy to do. And a few months later, we had a bit of a nightmare of managing all of this. And
definitely.
I said, you know, how do you grow while, you know, doing it right? And somebody then responded to me, they're like, franchising. And so that's when we started looking into that franchise outlet. And I thought it was going to be a 6-month project. And 2 years later, we sold our first franchise.
Well, it's a lot. You have to develop the systems and get people so they can do it without actually being able to, like, talk to you. So talk to that a little bit. We're also franchising out our model here at Business Radio X. But how do you develop those systems and refine them?
I think first step was taking everything that we all had in our heads and putting it on paper. And that's quite a process. And putting the system down and defining the system and then agreeing. We found, like, small things. Like, when I put the sauce on the sandwich, I put it on the bottom. My brother put it on the top. So we had to negotiate what's the right way to do it.
I love that. It's such a small thing.
So we had to go through every single step of the process and decide how is the right way to do it, define the system, and then teach it. Basically, the next step is teaching it to people and finding people who buy in. We found a lot of franchise prospects who are going to do it their way. And we needed somebody who was going to buy into the system and believes in the product and would do it our way, do it the right way, so that we're all consistent.
Definitely. So who won? Is it sauce bottom or sauce top?
I lost. lost? I lost.
Did you have, like, taste testers come in and tell you what was better? Or?
No. When Pano puts his foot down, we just move forward.
I got you. I love that right there. So let's get to the most important part. Let's talk about the food and what you guys offer and your menu items.
Yeah, great. It's a Greek quick service, so we're online with Chick-fil-A or Chipotle. So we have gyro wrap sandwiches, salads, our famous Grecian potatoes, and we have this Nick's Grecian sauce. It's not tzatziki. Dad doesn't really like tzatziki, so he invented his own sauce.
I love that.
It's like addictive. People, they get their first fix, and then they're buying it by the bottle or, you know, getting into fights over it. They love the sauce. So it's a very casual menu. Everything's $10 or less, and it's super affordable, super fresh. Produce still comes in every day from the farmer's market. We make our salads. We don't, you know, lots of items are gluten-free, so it's super healthy. We were, like, ahead of the trend hand-cutting potatoes before it became in.
Those are the best those are the best potatoes I've ever had.
Thank you.
I had them Friday.
So you can eat healthy. Is your clientele normally, like, family, so they come pick up meals and take them home, or do you have most people come during lunch? Or
we have a lot of families, a lot of, like, we call it, like, mom's day off, and they'll order a large order and they take home food, and there's, you know, they've got salad and a variety of food for the kids, and it's inexpensive, but we get a lot of people during lunch. Huge demographic differences. You know, when being in South Atlanta, you have, like, everybody who lives there plus everybody who works at the airports. You have pilots, airline employees, and we just old ladies, you know, young kids, everybody loves this food. So that's where we're really happy, is just everybody really seems to be a fan.
Well, definitely, and a lot of different foods have different trends to areas that they fit in, but Greek food really works everywhere. Everyone really likes Greek food. You can find it out here in Dunwoody or, like you said, South Atlanta. But I can think that definitely you growing up in this thing, is there a community that sort of builds around that? What do you guys do in the community?
Well, we're huge members of every community we build into, and that started with Dad. Every time anybody came up and said, hey, can you sponsor this, he said yes. And so that's where we grew. And then Ponder and I both have this philosophy that part of a business's role in a community is to better that community. You're providing jobs to people, provide good jobs to people. You're providing a product to people, provide a good product. So we sponsor every PTA and everything. But we're also members of the larger Atlanta community, so we're part of the Red Cross Business Council. If there's a big disaster, we're one of the first people they'll contact to help fundraise. We are huge sponsors of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund. And we're actually raising money in Dunwoody right now to support one of our employees who's going to be walking this year. We usually walk. We didn't get to walk this year, so we're just giving everything to Kyra and her sister because their family is going through juvenile diabetes, and we want to support that team. And just anybody who comes up, I guess I'm giving away the secret, but if somebody says, here, sponsor my this, we usually do. And we like to be a part of the community that way.
Definitely. Well, that's a great thing. I love people that are active in the community. So here's a big question. We do a lot of events and stuff. Can people cater your food? Do you have any catering built into it?
Yes, catering it started over the last few years, and it was kind of organic. It'd be people like begging me, like, I've got 100 people at the office. You've got to feed us. And so we created a catering program around the customer needs. And so we do what we call the Grecian buffet. And for, again, less than $10 a person, you get a big, you know, salad, meat, potatoes, pita bread, sauce, dressing, all the works, even baklava for some people.
Yay.
And it, you know, we do office catering parties. I've done birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas events, and people, again, really loving it. They're tired of sub sandwiches, I guess.
Definitely. All right, so to a newcomer like me who's never been there before, I love Greek food. What are you going to give someone just to get them addicted? What's that first dish that you recommend?
I'm going to give you potatoes with sauce.
Potato with sauce?
Yeah, I'll give you your first fix. Okay. And you'll keep coming back.
I'll keep going back? I love
you
that.
Will.
I want to try this magic sauce, this special sauce. So what's next for you guys? I know you guys said you're franchising out, but what's the next step in the whole process? Are you going to another state or what?
We're sticking with Atlanta and Georgia for a while. We have not saturated this market. On our website, it says, you know, tell us where you want the next location, and people put in their zip codes. And I've got a dozen zip codes that are begging me. So we have a lot of people, longtime customers in Peachtree City and McDonough that have been begging for mm-hmm. a location for years. We got people in Cobb and Kennesaw that are wanting locations. So we're in town. So we're looking at some more corporate stores as well as trying to find good franchise partners to put into these markets to grow. We opened our first franchise in Johns Creek last year, and we have great franchise partners there, husband-wife team. They loved Grecian Gyro, and they wanted one near them in Johns Creek, so they decided to invest and do it. And they've been great, but they also set the bar on what we're looking for as a partner.
Okay. So can people go to your website and sign up to be franchisors? Or?
Yeah, everything, menu and franchise information, everything is on our website, GrecianGyro.com.
Okay. So also, just to tell all listeners, I mean, this isn't an oversaturated market at all. There aren't that many. I don't know of any franchises that are for Greek food. I know there's the huge taquerias came out, and you had the burger joints, the healthy burger joints that came out. And those are oversaturated, and those are what everyone wants. But if someone wants something that's not out there right now that's unique, they could get one of these real easily.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really are providing a unique product. People love Greek food. But it's not filled the city. And there's some people, we were in the Business Chronicle a couple of years ago because they saw a lot of pita franchises moving into
mm-hmm,
Atlanta.
Yeah.
But that's what we said. We were the Greek ones. We're from Atlanta. So we're doing it a little bit different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. It's like awesome. The hometown exactly. flavor to it. So how has new technology and social media sort of impacted your business?
It changed it a lot. First of all, I think just with Yelp, the customer now has a lot of power.
It's scary, isn't it? Exactly. One bad experience, and 2 seconds later, it's like...
Yeah, absolutely. So we already have a model that's all about the customer experience and catering to the customer, but you have to be, you know, extra careful with everybody with that. But at the same time, you have so much more opportunity to communicate with your customers. We have such a great following on Facebook, and we're always talking about both our product and Greek history and events and things going on in the city. So a lot of people, their only touch with Greek culture is their experience with Grecian Gyro. So we're using social media to expand that experience and teach people a little bit more about this culture, Greek word of the day stuff and mm-hmm. things like that. And then we've just had so many people just love us on like Instagram and posting pictures of their food and recommending us to their friends. And there's such an organic way that social media is helping the restaurant world expand to markets that we just never would have been able to otherwise.
Are you guys doing any events? I know there's, I forgot what it's called, but there's a huge Greek festival that comes to Atlanta. Do you guys participate in that? Or?
My family is a part of the Atlanta Greek Festival. We've been helping them for years. We sponsor them a bit, but there's actually in a couple weeks, the Coming Greek Festival,
okay.
which is a smaller festival. It's incoming, and we're sponsors of that event, and they're a new festival. They're trying to build a church, and they're raising money to build that church, so we really want them to do well. And you still get the same experience as Atlanta, but it's a far smaller crowd.
Okay, definitely.
Do you have the date on that?
They're going to kill me. I think it's this weekend, actually.
Okay. All right, good stuff. So how has been partnering the Dunwoody Chamber really helped you guys with this new Dunwoody location that you guys have opened up, or the Dunwoody community?
Well, we're very new in Dunwoody. We're just now celebrating our first 100 days. We had a ribbon cutting event the other day, and the mayor came out, city council members, the chamber, a lot of our local business owners, and we feel so hugged by the Dunwoody community. Just people have been really great.
I love that. That should be a quote.
Feel so hugged by Dunwoody.
All right. Well, give our listeners your contact information, your locations, where they can find out where the nearest one is, and they can go get some of these fries.
Yes, absolutely. Visit us at GrecianGyro.com, GreecianGyro.com. We have locations in Hapeville, Forest Park, Johns Creek, Tucker, and Dunwoody.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you for having us.
All right. How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Sure, we'll do.
All right. Well, next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Rob Van Leer, the manager and partner of Vino Venue Atlanta Wine School. Welcome to the show. You've been sitting there patiently, taking notes, getting hungry. So
I know it. Well, first of all, George has a great concept. The Grecian Euro rocks. The Vino Venue crew is over there all the time.
Well, you guys are neighbors, right?
Lunches. Yes, so. we're literally 300 yards away. So
thank you,
George.
Do you barter? Do you barter with your wine? Like, here's some wine.
I've given them some employee pricing on wine. We've done some fun stuff.
Okay. Awesome. Well, tell me a little about this Vino Venue Wine School. Do you teach people like me that are uneducated how to drink wine properly? Or
we teach people at all different levels. So we teach anyone from the beginner to the expert. We have a couple different kinds of classes. We have one-night classes where you come in and learn about a specific subject, and we have multiple-night classes where you study, take tests, and get certifications, some internationally recognized certifications. So you can be a wine geek or just a beginner and have fun either way.
All right. Well, how do you guys introduce people? Because I always laugh. I love wine. I'm not that much of an expert, but people tell me they don't like wine. And there's so many different kinds of wine. It's sort of like saying you don't like cheese or you don't like chocolate. There's something for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah, you just keep sampling people. It's the same with wine and beer. Just if someone tells me they don't like wine or beer, let's just keep trying things, and I guarantee you'll find something. Part of it is matching the wine and beer and food. So if you like food, and most people do, we will find something that goes with that.
Definitely. Well, how does this work? Do I come in, sign up for a class? How does the space look? What's the experience of being there?
Well, first of all, we are much more than Atlanta Wine School. Atlanta Wine School was founded 10 years ago, and it was founded by Michael Bryan, and he operated at different locations for about 6-7 years. And in 2007, he opened the wine room on Holcomb Bridge Road, which is just basically wine school events and travel. And Vino Venue expands the whole operation. So now you walk in the front door, and we're more than just a wine school. We have a wine bar, so you can have dinner. We have great cheeses, charcuteries, tapas, small plates, et cetera, with great wines and beers. We have a wine retail shop where you can buy wine and accessories to go. We have an enomatic wine dispensing system where you can sample different wines in 1, 2.5, or 5 ounce pours, 32 flavors. That means we have 51 wines by the glass. So I guarantee you you'll like at least one of the 51 flavors, if not all of them. We do wine travel, and then we have wine events too. Wine events, wine school. If you want to do a birthday party, you want to do a chamber event. If you want to have a corporate team building event, and if you want to learn about wine, we're there for you for everything.
All right, you mentioned something, and it caught my attention. What is wine travel?
Sure, we do 4 to 6 trips a year where we. Basically, you sign up with us, and we go to different locations. That could be Tuscany. That could be Argentina.
Okay. I want to go. I'm going. Sign me up.
But Tuscany, southern Italy, all over France, Napa Valley, Washington State, Oregon, Monterey, Santa Barbara, Argentina, Chile. We go to a lot of different locations. So I am fairly new with the concept. So I have not been blessed to go on these trips. By golly, I want to do this.
Well, that sounds really interesting. How do you guys do the food and wine together? So I can go there and I can get a meal, and you can also pair up a bunch of different wines for me and let me taste this and that. That sounds like a perfect date. My girlfriend, I'm gonna surprise my girlfriend, and she's gonna absolutely love me.
The amount of people on dates at Vino Venue is amazing. It's a soft, warm, inviting atmosphere, and so you can. The beauty thing is you can come in and have just a little bit of nibble, or you can stuff your face anywhere between. It's small plates, so it's I think a lot of people treat it like sushi, where they'll come in and they're not sure how hungry they are. They'll order a couple of items, maybe a glass of wine, eat it. If they're still hungry, order more stuff. So we do have to-go boxes, but between the fact our food is great and the fact the portions are modest, they don't get a lot of use.
Definitely. Right. How big is the space? You say you do events there? I need a visual picture of this for our listeners because they can't see it, and it sounds like such an interesting place. It's like the Batcave. It's got everything.
Oh, it's 4,000 square feet, and so if you
wow.
we have an event space which has full audio visual. It has a double demonstration kitchen, so we do a lot of cooking classes too. So
the kitchen is really cool.
So you can have an event where we're the chefs are cooking in front of you, or you can come and learn how to we put an apron on you and you can sip some wine and cook, which is great.
So are these like cooking classes or
cooking classes? We have our chef Jess is an expert at teaching people how to cook too. So food from all over the world, and I don't know if we've done Greek food yet, George. Maybe we'll get you involved.
You have to
in
try that.
But you can come and try great wines and sip these wines and learn how to cook and learn how to bet knife safety, the whole deal. Then you sit down and eat what you've cooked, and we serve you more wines. And the wines we serve you are good, and they're actually matched to the cuisine, which people go crazy about.
That sounds perfect. I'm going to come sign up for that in no time. What do you say to all those people? A lot of people, like millennials, like my generation, like, oh, I can't drink wine. I don't make $1 million a year. I'm not that fancy. Like that you don't have to have a lot of money to drink.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, like our best selling SKUs are the more modestly priced wines because people can afford them. We talk about the special occasion wines and the Tuesday night wines. It's more Tuesday night wines. Now we have wine of all different price points, and people are continually amazed. Especially with the retail selection, how nice a selection we have and how good it is and how reasonably priced it is. People are our prices generally for retail are lower than the big box stores you've heard about. And so
really?
People can't believe we're selling wine for less than the brands we all know. And they're freaking out. And I said, wow, this is a sexy environment, inviting. We get to try the wine and I save money. Oh, my God.
So are you guys thinking about franchise or anything? This would work everywhere. This is like better than I think they have something called Sips and Strokes where people paint and drink wine. This sounds 10 times better than that.
Yeah, the long-term goal, yes, is to franchise. And so that has been put on the back burner for a little while. We're trying to hone our product. I think part of franchising is you have to prove you have just a banging business model, then we franchise. So yes, we've had requests for that, but we want to make sure we have the right product before we do that.
So what do you guys need more of right now? Do you need more certified people to train people that understand wines? Do you need more customers, exposure, or are you guys happy where you're at?
Well, I mean, we always, any business always wants more customers. Our business is going well, but in terms of instructors, we're doing fine with instructors. We have a lot of people, a lot of certifications, so we have a great staff. We just need a few more customers, build the awareness, and just fine-tune our model. I mean, it's our first year, so there's our managing partner, Michael Bryan, is saying we have so many moving parts in our business that we're just tweaking things.
Definitely. So how do you know if you could work here? Because it sounds like an awesome place to work. What kind of certifications that you mentioned that you would need? What do you need to know? And what's a good starting point? If you just like wine, is that a good starting point? Or do you need to be
in terms of getting a job at Vino Venue? Well, first of all, most people who start at Vino Venue in terms of like the servers may or may not have certifications. We'll do that for you. We're in the process of certifying our servers. But in terms of being an educator, yes, you have to have some certifications, and you have to have some presence. You have to be captivating. So we want a good product, and we get great response from our customers about that. So we want to have people that can engage folks.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked George. How's social media and technology affecting your business?
It's been great. I mean, with Atlanta Wine School, we built up a following. I think like 18,000 followers on our email list. That's our main focus.
I love getting your emails.
Yeah. We great
every week.
Great emails, and it's really helped get the word out. Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. So it's been positive, and it's a way to efficiently tell people what the deal is, and it's a matter of not sending too many or too few.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And I guess we've also noticed that we send a couple emails. We send some kind of broadcast emails. We talk about a bunch of events, but I think probably the more effective are the narrowly focused. We're just saying, hey, we have this event going on next week. Get excited about it.
And each event seems to be different, and that's what I like. It's every week you send me something totally unique. It's a different meal that they're hosting with the wine, or a different person's coming to cook.
We have people coming from around the world to talk to people about wine. We had some folks a couple weeks ago from the Republic of Georgia, and so they are wine importers. They tasted on their excellent wines, which by the way we're carrying, and he had his mother come and prepare unique Georgian specialties. So we tasted through 8 wines, and so as you're tasting through 8 wines, here comes grandma coming out of the kitchen with these wonderful little dumplings and stuffed sausage, that kind of stuff, with these wines. And people, I was like, if you don't like that, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't like you if you don't like that.
Can you guys build me out like a little apartment so I can just live there? That sounds like the perfect lifestyle.
No, but it's fun. We've had Peter Mondavi Jr. there. We've had all sorts of famous people. So if you like the idea of meeting some celebs and getting your bottle signed, it's great. It's a wonderful experience.
Definitely. So Beth mentioned, so you guys do weekly events. You guys have an event going on every week?
We have a number of events every week. It changes. We do every Saturday from 3 to 5, we do a wine tasting where we either do a discount on our e-matic cards so you can do for wine dispensing, or we have a specific tasting at the bar from every Saturday from 3 to 5. But we also have other stuff. Like we have this Wednesday, we have Pietra Santa, which is a Italian family. They're making wine in Monterey County. So you can come this Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30, drop in. It's $10 and taste a bunch of great wines. It's a lot.
You said $10? Mm-hmm. So this is really affordable, too. So this is great. You have affordable stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So. Why wouldn't people want to show up?
No. These drop in tastings are usually $10 or $15, or Saturday tastings are usually $15. And then the wine events we have with our wine class is usually a little more because it's more instruction, but you learn more.
But it's still affordable. How much are the ones to cook and drink wine?
Sure, the cooking classes are generally $79 a piece.
That is really affordable if people don't realize that.
Think about what you get. You have a full evening. You taste, and again, let me rephrase it. You taste great wines with your food that are paired to the food. You get the instructions. You get the recipes to take home. Then you sit down and you're served this great food you've cooked, and it's fun. And another thing with cooking we do is we do a lot of corporate team building where we have folks come in from corporations, organizations, and they cook against each other, and then we get to come in and judge them. It's great.
A couple weeks ago, there was a big bus that dropped off an entire sales team with mm-hmm. some big company. I can't remember the name, but they were said, "We are so excited."
That's better than the trust fall right there. So that's a lot better team building and a lot more fun too. Also, the fact that I'm going to be champion of date night when I take my girlfriend
exactly.
there. So.
You're going to be a rock star.
All right. So what's next for you guys?
What's next for us? We're continuing to grow and build our business, to perfect it and figure how to work life. We do want to expand, but for right now, we're just trying to perfect the product.
Okay. Well, how do our listeners get in touch with you, sign up for these classes or get these certifications? Is it all on your website?
It's on our website. It's vino-venue.com. That's vino-venue.com. And our phone number is 770-668-0435. Excuse me, 668-0435. Do encourage people to go to the website first because there's a lot of information there. That's how you sign up for classes, and it's really detailed information.
Well, here's the big question. How's the Dunwoody Chamber been helping you out, and how's being in Dunwoody?
Dunwoody's been awesome. I agree with the warm hug comment by George. They not just the Chamber of Commerce, but the city government. They've been great. I mean, they've really been a partnership. They've pushed our product.
They actually care.
They care. They before we opened, they were amazing. We'd call them up about issues, and they cared, and they were responsive, and they would take our phone calls, and they would solve the issues for us. And the Chamber has done the ribbon cutting event. You've done. Oh, God, I think tomorrow night will be the fourth
so
or fifth
event. So excited about tomorrow night, yes. So
people love coming there and trying our product.
Definitely. Well, I'm really excited to try it out, actually both your guys' products. So that's two different date nights for me. But, Beth, you just got to be beaming with pride here having these kind of restaurants here.
We are so happy to have these restaurants in Dunwoody. We need more restaurants and different facilities that are unique. And I would say definitely these two are definitely unique.
Definitely unique. Well, before we close up the show, let's go back and tell all our listeners again all the events that are going on in Dunwoody.
Okay, good. Tomorrow is Chamber and Heels, and that is at 11:30 and at McKendrick's. And tomorrow night, most importantly, is Vino Venue, is Cheers with the Chamber from 6 to 8. And that's $20 for members and $35 for non-members. What else? There's so many events. You could go to our website, but also the Business Academy is this the October 17th, and it's on social selling, and that is at Capitol Grill at 7:30 a.m. And then we have the candidate debate at Dunwoody High School on the 17th from 7 to 9.
Well, just a lot of cool stuff and fun stuff going on.
Thank
so people
you.
Can be busy over the next month.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for Beth Summers and our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.